Today on Gardening in a Minute, carrion flower. For the gardener who wants to try growing something unusual, carrion flower is a cactus-like succulent that certainly fits the bill. The plant has squared off, spineless stems that grow to form a clump. Each winter, carrion flower blooms with starfish-shaped flowers that can be 10 inches across. They're typically a mottled red, yellow, brown, or purple. The flowers are eye-catching, but it's their fragrance that truly catches your attention. That's because they smell like rotting meat. But many people find that the beauty of the flowers far outweighs their unusual smell. It's best to grow this tender plant as a houseplant or in a container that can be moved to a protected location when cold weather strikes. For more information about carrion flower and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, butterfly gingers. Gardeners love butterfly gingers for their showy floral displays that last from late spring through early fall. The waxy flowers come in white, pink, orange, and red tones and appear on flower stalks that rise above the foliage. The fragrant blooms can also be cut and brought indoors to enjoy. Even if you don't cut the flowers for arrangements, it's helpful to remove old flower stalks to encourage new growth. These tropical perennials will die to the ground in North Florida, but they'll stay evergreen in South Florida. Butterfly gingers perform best when planted in rich organic soil. Depending on the variety, they typically grow 4 to 8 feet tall and 2 to 4 feet wide. Once established, these Florida-friendly plants need little care aside from watering. For more information about butterfly gingers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bat houses. Bats are an important part of Florida's ecology. A single bat can eat thousands of insects each night. Unfortunately, bat populations are declining due to loss of habitat. You can build or purchase a bat house to help address the habitat loss that bats face, providing these unique flying animals with a cozy place to roost. First, you'll need to pick a site for your bat house. Choosing an open location will protect bats from predators, keep the internal temperature more constant, and make it easier for young bats to get in and out of the house. Hang the bat house 12 to 15 feet above the ground on the south or southeast side of a freestanding pole, preferably along a forest edge. In time, your bat house may become home to 100 or more bats. For more information about bats and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cast iron plant. As the name suggests, cast iron plant is one tough plant. This shade-loving perennial can be planted outdoors anywhere in Florida. You can even plant it in a pot and grow it as a bulletproof houseplant. Cast iron plant grows in large clumps and spreads over time, so many gardeners like to use it as a ground cover. It makes a lovely backdrop for other flowering plants, thanks to its evergreen foliage. The leaves are typically a medium to dark green, but some delightful cultivars feature yellow or white highlights. Cast iron plant can be planted in a range of soils. Once established, it's fairly drought-tolerant and won't require much water or care. Indoors or out, cast iron plant is the perfect plant for any shady spot. For more information about cast iron plant and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, indoor herb garden kits. If you don't have a sunny windowsill, you can still grow herbs indoors thanks to new products on the market. These kits include everything you need to get started, including seeds, a full-spectrum grow light, and either pots or a hydroponic container system. You can choose from basil, oregano, thyme, parsley, and many other herbs. Start by inserting special pre-seeded pods into your hydroponic container or by planting seeds in the provided pots. As the herbs grow, just add water and nutrients as recommended. Hydroponic kits will produce finished herbs faster than potted ones, but they typically cost more. Start your indoor herb garden today, and you can have fresh herbs in time for holiday dinners. For more information about indoor herb gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.